All right, everyone, welcome to the Mr. Z and Fifth Show with your host, Zach Kiss and the Fifth General. What's going on, Zach Kiss?
Hey, what's good? Good to be here. Good to be here.
Yeah. Another day. So, last week we had talked about the ex dating your best friend's ex and stuff like that. And that was an interesting conversation.
Very much so. Yeah.
So I feel like that's something that we can go back to in the future. Cause I think, mm-hmm. I think something's going to lead to us going to that again. So
yeah,
I've been seeing for so many years throughout my life. You see a lot of horror stories about men who devoted their all to their wife. I'm talking about the good men here. The men that didn't cheat, didn't beat their wives or whatever. Because I know this always comes up when women file for divorce. Oh, he must have did something. No, it's not always that. Some women want a divorce because they want out the marriage. They just don't want to be married anymore.
Right.
It doesn't have to always have to do with the man cheated. And then a lot of women are filing for divorce from men because the men don't make the money that they wanted them to make. But nobody wants to have that conversation. But anyway.
Right.
I came across a clip. Yeah, go ahead.
And they usually say this is not what I signed up for. Some women believe that. And some men say that, listen, honey, I'm gonna get it together. You know, when you're struggling, trying to get it together, trying to get your finances together, trying to reach a goal. And some people, they just don't have the patience for you to reach your goal. So what they do is they say, this is not what I signed up for. You're struggling and I'm waiting for you to get to the next level, catapult to the next level. So what they wind up doing is they wind up leaving. They wind up leaving and thinking that I'll find a man. The grass is greener on the other side. I'll find somebody that makes more money, or I'll find somebody that's more financially stable. But
that hasn't worked out for Giselle, Tom Brady's ex-wife.
Mm.
She'll never find another Tom Brady.
No,
and she let it be known that Pickens is not what she thought it would be for her, because she's Pickens. Past her prime.
Yeah. See? Yeah.
You don't broke up the family. The man didn't cheat on you. He didn't go upside your head. He just kept playing football.
Right.
That's all. And he did 1 year. He went back one more year.
Yeah. Are you gonna leave?
And
him
now
for
the
just
family's
1 year?
Broken up. Yeah, and now the family's broken up.
That means you didn't really like them playing it. You liked the money. You enjoyed the money, but you didn't like them playing it.
You want to hear this? Here's what she did. She divorced. Her and Tom got a divorce. And then she dates for, I don't know if it was for a couple weeks or a couple months. Then she's dating the jujitsu instructor who used to train in martial arts that Tom Brady and them were taking him to. That was fast. I mean, the way the timetable went, that means dude was looking at each other before that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Hello. You know? Yeah.
So anyway, I came across this clip because I've been hearing for years, you know, ladies finessing men into marriages so that they can save money, pocket it, put it to the side. This is why they're asking for all this provision. Right? Well, you know, pocketing their money to the side so that they can have an escape plan when things don't go right. So they can do two things. They done saved years of money, but then they also get more money once they start wanting separations and dividing the money down the table, and God forbid you got a house, she take that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I mean, these are things that, you know, that things are being taught. Or you got I don't want to work, I just want to stay home and be a stay at home wife and stuff like that, or stay at home girlfriend. Because a lot of these women out here a non-married teaching us. I want to make that point. So you have women who are not married teaching women the kind of woman they should be when they get married about having an escape plan. And these women are taking this advice. Or you got women who are married, who their husband should have never married them. And they're the most vile disgust, and they give the most vile, disgusting advice known to man or known to woman, and teach them how to act when they become a wife. And then they wonder why. And men, we see this game too, because it's public. Like, ladies, you're on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok telling what your game plan is on how you're gonna game a man. You don't think we see that?
Right.
And I know every man is not on social media, quiet as kept, but some men are gonna catch on to this, you know? Mm-hmm. So let's play this clip. Oh, come on. I may have to run it twice because for some reason, here we go.
Career, or if you get a fitness coach who's going to help you get your wellness habits together, that's probably going to positively impact your relationships because you have more energy, because you can be more present, because you feel more confident. So a lot of these things, if you just invest in one area, it's going to help you grow in multiple.
100%. Even just like getting your money right can allow you to feel more confident navigating day-to-day life.
You get a financial coach that helps you get your money right, that probably is going to also positively impact your career.
Or oh, wait a minute. This is the wrong clip. My bad.
Think, okay, well, I don't have Riz. I'm not that person that just lights up a room or whatever, but you can practice. You can build these skills to be more personable, to be more self-aware, to build stronger connections with people. These are all things that we work at and that we practice. Nobody is just born knowing seeing on social media right now a lot of particularly younger women almost wanting to lean more into that, wanting to be a stay-at-home girlfriend or wanting to be financially taken care of. And I get it. We're all tired. Like, capitalism has us all tired. And I think we have to have that education to understand what it means if we are financially dependent on someone, to always have something of our own, to always have a backup plan no matter what, not shame anybody who decides to stay at home and do whatever, because people totally can, but to fully understand what that means and to be able to get up and get out if you need to is important for your safety. It is one of the most important things you can do to protect yourself. We are seeing on social media right now a lot of particularly younger women almost wanting to lean more into that, wanting to be a stay-at-home girlfriend or wanting to be financially taken care of. And I get it. We're all tired. Like, capitalism has us all tired. And I think we have to have that education to understand what it means if we are financially dependent on someone, to always have something of our own, to always have a backup plan no matter what, not shame anybody who decides to stay at home and do whatever, because people totally can, but to fully understand what that means and to be able to get up and get out if you need to is important for your safety. It is one of the most important things you can do to protect yourself. We are
okay. I had to let that play twice because the loop kind of started in the middle. But yes, that was the right clip. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen who are listening. Okay. I'm going to go back to the clip, but I'm going to kind of chop it up once we talk, because I want to kind of address each point she made. But I'm going to let you go first.
Yeah. I definitely see that a lot happening, especially with now I'm becoming more involved in online opportunities. I'm becoming more aware of people having a fantasy of retiring their spouses, retiring themselves and retiring their spouses. That's what's happened. That's a new talk of this year. It's since last year I've been hearing that. And I see that a lot. And It's like a goal that people have recently. And nothing wrong with that. I even fantasize, believe it or not, I'm gonna be real, I even fantasize about that too. Like maybe getting an online opportunity and hopefully retiring myself, my wife, and just being financial, having that financial freedom where I can go and come as I please, and I'm making money. And I'm not even running to work, but I'm still making money, whether it's online or passively somewhere with an opportunity. But some people, I believe that everybody should have a backup plan.
She's talking about a relationship, so let's keep it in that context. Not trying to disturb your thought, but we don't want to digress from what she's actually talking about. She's talking about in a relationship.
Yeah.
Where
now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, now I believe that when you're married, it's usually, especially in this day and age where you have the man working and the woman working at the same time. But she's saying, I understand what you're saying, that when you have somebody, you as a woman should have a backup plan. Don't just rely on him. And I understand what she says by being tired. If you've been working for 30 years and you've been working for 20 years, like I've been working over 20 years, 25 years, you do feel tired. It is a long journey of working, getting up early in the morning, whatever you do, even working overnight. And some women do work overnight. Some women do work overnight and they get tired. It gets tired after a while, after years and years of doing routine kind of work. It gets tired. And some people say, listen, if you can take care of me, why not? But with the same energy, it's always good to have a escape route, where meaning that just in case things happen, things go sour in a relationship, you're not totally out. You have that backup plan. You have that backup plan just in case something happens. You have that. I teach my daughter that. Don't depend on, you know, she's young, but don't depend on anybody to cover you. Make sure that you have a financial backing. Make sure that you have yourself together just in case somebody wants to leave or exit. You have that background where you can financially secure yourself. So yes, in a relationship, that's important, especially in this day and age. You don't want to totally rely and be a dependence on somebody. And then next year, no, they wake up one morning, they wake up two mornings, and they wake up two mornings and they have a different plan altogether. It's happened to many people. I can speak on it because it's happened to people that I know. One day, friend of mine decide you don't want to be married. And all of a sudden now, woke up one morning and decide, I guess, looked at his wife and decide he don't want to be married no more. He's not into the marriage thing anymore. And thank God for her, she's an entrepreneur. She has her own business, daycare business. She runs her own daycare business. And then she runs her own, she's from Trinidad. She runs her own carnival thing in where she lived, in Orlando, Florida. Thank God she had that. But if she didn't have that, and she had to really rely on him and depend on him, she would have been financially in trouble. She would have been financially in trouble, and that's that. So, yes, I believe people should, in a relationship, should have a backing. They have, yeah, and for men too, same energy for men, because a lot of women now, they make more money than men, some men. So if you're a man you have to have your wife with you just to make a living and an income, you should have a a backup plan as far as like make sure that you're financially stable. So just in case she decides to run, you're not totally, you have to sell the house. I know people that because they broke up with their spouse or they broke up in a relationship, all of a sudden now, I have a friend right now that's going through that right now. Girl broke out and left him recently. This is maybe a month ago. Maybe, no, 2 months ago. I was speaking to him and he said, oh, she's planning to move to, she lives in Florida. We live in Florida together. But now we broke up now. We're still living together, but we broke up. Now she's planning to go to Virginia, leave me in Florida. But now I have to work extra hours to make money. And now I have to work extra hours to make money. And I don't know, because I can't afford the house. Florida got expensive to live, very expensive to live. And now I'm stuck here paying the bills by myself now that she left. And he told me straight up, he's like, Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus, I have to find another woman that can help me pay these bills. And I said, Chris, don't you do that. And I told she did warn you when y'all broke up. She did warn you that she was leaving. You should have had yourself at least some extra coming in, so you can so now you're scrapping. Now you're struggling to financially secure yourself. Now because now she left. She left. When did she leave? A few weeks ago she left, and now he's like, I'm struggling paying these bills all by myself. I may have to move out and find an apartment. I can't afford to live in this house anymore. And this is what happens when you depend on people. You gotta downsize. Naturally, you gotta downsize, but he's struggling. He's like, listen, I can't pay all these bills. What am I gonna do? I'm stuck with a car note plus this mortgage. I don't know what to do. You don't wanna be in that predicament. Always have like at least a little financial cushion, so just in case these things happen. So I understand what she's saying. Definitely understand what she's saying. Yeah. In a relationship. Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let me do my analysis, but I need to do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pull the footage back up. Okay.
Are seeing on social media right now a lot of particularly younger women almost wanting to lean more into that, wanting to be a stay-at-home girlfriend.
Let me stop it right there. She said we're seeing a lot of younger women leaning towards the idea of being a stay-at-home girlfriend. Zacchaeus, did you hear what I just heard?
Yes. They're leaning towards that idea.
Stay-at-home. Wait, hold on.
Girlfriend. Yeah.
Now, I didn't drop a bomb to support that. No, I dropped a bomb to wake up these women. I'm going to go ahead and guess that these are the ages of 18 to 35.
Yes.
Or maybe not even 35. Stay-at-home girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
What have me and you been saying who provision is for? Go ahead. Provision for?
Provision for our wife, husband and wife. Not a girlfriend, boyfriend, a husband and wife. Okay. Yes.
So these women that she's talking about are modern women.
Modern women, yes.
Modern women do not want to be wives.
They don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
A woman once said on a podcast, what other reason would a woman be married for besides survival and provision? She meant protection and provision, right?
Right.
She said, what else would a woman want to be married for? She was, and the woman was married. This was a married woman talking that garbage on this particular show. I wish I could find it. I had to bring it up for another show. You know, so I thought I was about to sneeze. But anyway, now let's go further.
Wanting to be financially taken care of, and I get it. We're all tired. Like, capitalism has us all tired.
Men don't get tired too?
Men get tired too. I just said early in the podcast, I just said I work 26 years, coming 26 years. I'm drained. I'm looking to retire, get out of here. So men do get tired too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Men get tired too. There's a lot of people, a lot of men these days, a lot of women too, but both, I would say, is looking for us. The motto is working smarter, not harder. And I think a lot of people are leaning towards that motto. So when she said that, I can relate. And men get tired too. I can't really, we want to make money and have that time freedom. And we want that too. Not just the women stay home and take care of me. Well, you know, as men, we don't, maybe I'm speaking for myself. I don't want nobody to take care of me. I'm not going to stay home and let her take care of me, but it's just not the man in me that have to work. But I guess I'm going to talk about
what happens if you get sick.
Well, if I get sick,
Don't answer that yet. Don't answer that yet.
Okay.
Let me give better context for the audience. What I mean is, you're not going to be 100% all the time.
No.
Even when you're single. So when you have a helpmate who could shoulder some of the burden with you, it helps.
Right.
Right? But yeah. No one is owed that. You have to work for that. Mm-hmm. So yes, and situations where, as men, where it's like we're taught to be stoic all the time, be hard all the time, pause. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, but every now and then, when you get home, man, you don't want to have to. Nobody wants to have a Tyson fight at home. You know what I'm saying? You don't have a Tyson fight in the world at work, workforce, and everything else. So you want to come home and have that balance with your wife. I didn't say girlfriend. I said wife.
Wife? Right? Yes.
So that's what the stay at home would be for. But no woman just gets to stay at home and do nothing, because the Bible don't even teach that. I don't know where these people are getting it from. I get very upset with First, the believers. I get upset with believers. You know who I'm talking to, for my believers out there. If you're really a believer, true believers know what I'm about to say. I get tired of believers misteaching this, my money, if you're the husband, my money is our money. But if you're the wife, your money is your money. No. Where's that in the scriptures? Because the scriptures talk about a woman being a helpmate.
Right.
That's what the scriptures talk about. Okay? And because Adam and Eve sinned, what he put on the woman was, well, in your marriage, your husband will rule over you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people say, hey, man, that's Old Testament. No. Yes, it's Old Testament. But when we were told to love our wife as Christ loved the church, he didn't change another part. He still said the man is the head in the marriage. And then people take that scripture, submit one to another. He wasn't talking to the woman and the man yet. He was talking amongst the kingdom. Then next, he talked about the man and the woman. See, people get that mixed the heck up. I think we already touched on that, but I just wanted to get this clear, that ladies, There's no such thing biblically as a stay-at-home girlfriend. That does not exist. Okay? So that is done with. And take that thought out of your mind and throw it in the water and think of it again. Okay. There's no such thing as a stay-at-home girlfriend. Okay? Now, I have no problem with a woman desiring to be in a marriage where she doesn't have to work as hard. But understand, stay-at-home wives, y'all still have a job to do. You're still a wife. You still have to be prudent. Don't push your man all this money in the world. You better be. If you want, let me tell you. Let me talk to these ladies real quick. I'm gonna get off the screen real quick. I'll come back. Let me talk to ladies real quick. How dare you? Want to get in a marriage, and you don't want to be a service to your husband. But he's supposed to serve you by going to work every day, working like a slave by the sweat of his brow, working his fingers to the bones to provide a house, to provide a roof over not only your head, but his. Just for you to wake up one day and say, I'm not happy no more. Get out. What?
I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah. That, I'm not saying that's what she's talking about. But what I'm saying is, I have a problem with that thinking. You don't get the benefit from the privilege of having a husband, number one. Second privilege, benefit from having a husband who's providing and protecting. That's two. I just named two privileges. The fact that you got married is a privilege because it's not a right. And then number two, the fact that you got married to a man who's actually doing the very things that God told him to do. That's another privilege. Okay? In order for you to wake up one day, according to the divorce rates, but you just say, you know what? All of this is cool. I'm out and I want half. What? What did you put in on? Now, to the woman who didn't do that, God bless her. Because she did contribute. Even if she may not have came home with a paycheck, she still was the helpmate and was whatever her husband needed. When the man... When the man was probably asked the question in his mind, because he probably didn't ask her, what do you provide to the table? And if she answers, well, what do you need? Okay, that's a good mindset. But I want people to understand that the man who is going to work every day and making sure that his family is not in the streets, that's submission as well. That is him loving his wife as Christ loved the church.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Women saw the word. He gave us really a bigger, He gave us actually more. He's holding us more accountable, if you ask us.
Yeah.
Because he's holding us responsible also for her spiritual well-being. That is a huge role. Okay? Right? I'm going to play a little more, and then I'm going to let you get the mic again. Let's go. All Oh, sorry. I didn't even put it on the screen. So they didn't even hear that. I apologize, y'all.
Important for your safety. It is one of the most important things you can do to protect yourself. We are seeing on social media right now a lot of particularly younger women almost wanting to lean more into that, wanting to be a stay-at-home girlfriend or wanting to be financially taken care of. And I get it. We're all tired. Like, capitalism has us all tired. And I think we have to have that education to understand what it means if we are financially dependent on someone, to always have something of our own, to always have a backup plan no matter what. Not shame anybody who decides to stay at home and do.
To always have a backup plan, right? To always have a backup plan. I'm going to play some more because once I get done with this, I'm done with this video. I'm not going to play it no more.
Whatever, because people totally can, but to fully understand what that means and to be able to get up and get out if you need to is.
To get up. All right. Enough of this. To get up and get out if you need to. Now, I'm going to address some of the things you said, and I don't disagree with what you said at all in your opening statements. But I am going to say this. I do have a problem with women who have the intent on getting married, who do have their own and want to contribute nothing to the marriage and the family. I have a huge problem with that. Okay. I wanted to address your point about men having a backup plan. Zacchaeus, the average man does not have enough money to provide for him plus a family. Well, he can provide for himself. But the average man cannot provide for everyone in that household and have a backup plan if he's paying all the bills. That's very difficult to do. But a woman who is paying zero bills, who has an income that is close to his or more, which that's still rare because men still make more money than women. I don't care how many women on YouTube lying, talking about they got all this money. They all cap. Men still make more money than women because of how the workforce is. Because the men in the workforce have a lot of jobs that women do not want to do. Women do not want to throw out trash. They don't want to climb on buildings. They don't want to put up power lines. These are the jobs that pay money. They're physical. So they don't want to do that. It has nothing to do with pay disparages and sexism, not all the time. Yes, it does exist. But a lot of these jobs, women do not want to do because it's physically imposing. Now, but women are able to do that. They're able to put away. If your lady pays no bills and she makes the average income of for a woman, which is like $42,000 a year, she can save a lot of that money. Are you kidding me? Especially if she's been married for you to for at least 10 years. Mm. You know how much money she can save in 5 years? She was by herself paying everything, making $42,000 a year, right? Paying for every bill because she was single. And then she gets married to you and it doesn't have to pay a single bill. Do you know how much money a woman can save, a person can save, by making $42,000 a year for 5 years? All right, that's one. Now, if you're contributing to the marriage and the family and you work, you're a helpmate. Shout outs to you. Those are the women that I would like to celebrate. They are helpmates. They are helping their mate.
Yes.
They are helpmates. Well, it's helpmate, but helpmate, very, very similar. But help meet the needs of what the husband needs. Okay? Right? Because the man ultimately is the pack leader. And women, I don't care how many women run their mouth, they still want a pack leader. They desire it. Okay? So, I'm not attacking this woman in the video. I'm just addressing her points. And I'm just trying to help ladies understand that I just want to correct her just a little bit. Stay-at-home wife gets that privilege. If you are not a wife, you don't get that. And yes, a lot of people do it anyway because not all of them are in the Bible. But I find it interesting that a lot of non-believers are in the Bible about traditional marriage. How about that, Zacchaeus?
Traditional marriage? Yeah.
And they're non-believers. You're a non-believer, but you're a believer when it's talking about traditional marriage in the Bible. That's when you believe.
Mm.
Something's wrong with that picture here, Zacchaeus.
Yeah, I think so.
Go ahead.
When it comes down to marriage, they want to do a boyfriend. When it comes down to marriage, it's not so emphasized at all. When it comes to the conversation of living together, and it comes to they want to do everything that a marriage couple want to do. They want to do everything that a marriage couple want to do, but they don't want to go through the traditional way of getting married before the Lord. They don't want to do that. Some couples don't want to do that. They just want to have all the privileges, all the perks that a married couple should have. Because it's like this. This is why there's so much confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why there's so much confusion, because it's like this. They want to be with you. Women want to be with men, and men want to be with women. They want to be with you, but they also want to have that marriage tied, that paper that said they're married tied down, because they want to be able to bounce anytime they want to bounce. You live with them, maybe have a child. They want to bounce whenever they want to have. They want to bounce. So it's no obligation to staying and being committed like that. So you have the freedom, because if you're not married, you can bounce. No lawyers involved. No alimony involved. Just, I take my money, you stay with your money, and I'm out. And I think more and more people lean that way. They want the perks of, yes, living together, but they don't want the perks of saying before the Lord, yes, I do take this wife or I do take this husband to be my lawfully wedded. They don't want that. Mm-hmm. And I've met over the time of in New York and going everywhere and meeting people and knowing people, that's, especially if they're not believers, that's what they want. Now, they have some people, and you can agree, Fifth, that they don't want to get married unless they live with you for like few months or a year, 2 years, 3 years. They're not even thinking about it. And if they do live with you, most of the time they don't want to even get married because they're already doing everything like a married couple anyway. No obligations, no paperwork, no nothing like that. And that's what it is. So when you hear this young lady saying that on the video, the past video that we just seen, girlfriends are retired. If you don't want to live with your boyfriend and let him take care of you, she didn't mention. You notice that she didn't mention no marriage. She ain't mentioned no marriage.
No.
Yeah, she ain't mentioned no marriage. But the perks of a wife. That's what they want. A lot of women want. Some women want. I could say some. Some women want that. They don't want to. They're not reaching for marriage no more. I think I've met this.
I'm gonna say with the modern women most.
Yeah, the modern women most. Yes, They don't want to walk down the aisle. They want to have that freedom, that to come and go as they please. You come in my bed today. This? Yeah.
Can I say this to help your point? I think a lot of modern women look at marriage. They look at marriage as a not as a goal, but as the last option these days.
Yes. Like
before it was, I definitely want to get married. You ask a woman right now if she want to get married, she's like, maybe. So marriage is a maybe for a lot of these modern women.
Yes.
You know? Now they want to have some sex though.
Right? Oh yeah.
They still want to have some kids. But the word wife, now that is reflecting in men wanting to be husbands too, because a lot of men are like, well, if I'm not going to get, if I'm providing and protecting for my wife and I still don't get submission, then why should I even get married then? Or if I get married, we might as well go 50-50 because I'm going to get the same level of respect if I'm paying every bill in the house as opposed to paying half of them. So a lot of young men, sadly, are being mistaught and listening to some of us talk. You know, I'm Gen. What do you call me? Gen Z, millennial.
Yeah, I'm not Gen Z.
I'm Gen Y. Gen Z is what's going on now.
Gen Y is what?
I'll tell you. I feel like we talked about this too.
Yeah.
Gen Y is the ages of. If you were born in 1977 to 1997, that's me. I was born 1987. Gen Z is after 1997.
Yeah.
So Gen X is 1965 to 1976. So what's going on is that they're hearing a lot of us talk, you know. And me and you have years apart, right? So they're hearing you talk. I thank God you're married, because I'm going to tell you something right now. You give a balance on the podcast that I wouldn't be able to give. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not married.
Oh, yes.
I think you have way more grace than I have when it comes to marriage, because you live in it. But I do still desire it, though. So I'm not like, I'm not totally hitting the gavel and not being married, no.
Right.
But what I'm trying to do is understand it, though.
Yes.
And I understand the opinions of others that say, well, if I'm going to get this, then what's the point? You know what I'm saying? What's the incentive? And the problem is we moved away from that tradition, sadly. We're going more away. When men and women get more liberal, marriage and families decrease.
Yes.
I know you've been seeing that. Conservative thinking, and I'm not talking about Republicans. Conservative values that Black people naturally had post-slavery, right, that kept our marriages the way it is. We moved away from that, and our marriage is all messed up. We've become too liberal. I don't mean we, like me and you. But as a society, we've become too liberal. We've become more fluid in our thinking. So now it's everything goes however how your emotions feel. And you know, emotions are fleeting. They're not self-sustaining.
Right.
I can feel like I want a chicken burger at 2 o'clock. But now when 6 o'clock eats and I didn't eat yet, now I want a turkey burger. Or I want tacos now. I just drove past a taco spot. You know, past this red light, there's a barbecue place. That's what fluid thinking is. You don't stand on nothing. You don't have any principles to stand on. That's why I can't stand fluid thinking and a fluid lifestyle.
Yes, it's called poly something. That poly lifestyle.
That's a different subject with the poly though, but go ahead.
Yeah, but where you can love anybody who you want to love, you're not committed to nobody, you know?
Well, the poly marriage is about having multiple husbands and wives.
That's a
different topic altogether. But what I'm talking about is fluidity in your mentality, which allows you to change your morals and principles as you see fit. That's not standing on business.
Right.
As we move further away from conservatism and traditionalism.
Right, right.
Okay.
Right.
And so that's the problem. Zacchaeus, I'm going to let you go because we do got to address our last topic.
Yeah. So more and more people, as you can see in this society, are just more leading to do what they want to do. No more following traditions or anything like that. But when it comes to money now, they want to have the perks like a married couple.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to money now, and they say my money is your money is my money.
Mm-hmm.
They have boyfriend and girlfriends that will say that. My money is your money, like a married couple. They will jump off and say that. And they will jump off and say, well, you're supposed to take care of me. Let's have a joint account. There's people that couples that's not even married that have joint account. And it comes to a point where if the last time I seen a wedding was a long time ago. When's the last time you've been to a wedding?
There's been more baby showers than weddings.
Yes. Lately, for the past 2 years, there's been more baby showers than weddings. Been the past several years.
That's a whole fact.
Yeah, you know, people are not going to have stuff. People are going to still have kids and children and everything. And my baby mama this and my baby daddy this and my baby mama this and my baby daddy this. And Shorty Lou and a 7 baby mama. They're going to have kids. And then these women are going to demand, listen. Can you at least, while I stay home, can you at least take care of me? Can you at least working two jobs? That's the woman's like a simp working 2-3 jobs and then she stay home and she take care of her without the wedding, without the marriage and maybe they might have a kid or two. You know, over the years, I've seen that more often. And then when you ask them, they're not married. But when you ask them, they're not even married. But they do have that. I've seen that quite a bit in my lifetime. But then they're looking at me, my wife, and this was a while ago. Oh, my gosh. And these young people were like, they were young, early 20s. They don't want to get married. But yet, she says she wants a man to take care of her. Yet, she wants, what else she wanted? She wanted to have kids. With him or whoever. Want to have kids. But yet, No marriage, no commit. Just want to be free, no commitment, but just have a kid or two. And I've met women this day and age, and early 2000s, that they just want to live like that. They want to live like that. Go and come as they say. Go and come as I please. Have the freedom of going and coming as I please, but he take care of me.
Well, okay, that's fine, but you just won't be a wife.
And they don't want to be a wife.
Right, you just won't be a wife. And men who are wise, because those women really don't want those men who don't stand on nothing. They'll benefit from the benefit at the time. Right. But really, really, women really desire, naturally in their nature, the desire of a man who stands on principles and morals. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is that wise men know to not marry a woman who is all about herself and herself only. I mean, what kind of mother is that going to be to your children? Hello. You got men out there dealing with that right now. There may not be movies, Lifetime movies about them, but there are plenty of men out here who married the wrong woman. And that woman only was in a marriage that served her. And once it didn't serve her no more, gone.
Yes. 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 You know what happens? When he's all worn out and beat up and worn out, and he's mentally drained. And that's when he's mentally drained. He's mentally drained mentally and most likely financially. That's when she is out the door. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because she already got what she wanted from you. She drained you. She drained you. She drained you mentally. And she
drained your resources.
Yep. Everything. Resources, yeah. And now you're all dried up like a prune.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's ready to bounce and leave on you. Now she's acting up. She's giving you issues. She's giving you drama, causing you problems. She's arguing with you for no reason. And eventually she leaves.
Yeah.
On to the next.
Right.
On to the next. And then when she's on to the next, now you're hurting. Because you allowed her to drain you. She was not an asset to you. she was a liability.
Yeah.
Because you spend so much money. You took her to lavish trips. You took her to the nice dining. Nothing wrong with going to nice dinners with her.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. But she mentally drained you because...
Yeah.
Argue with you, fuss and fight at the end, and now she's ready to break up because she drained everything you got. Drained everything you got. You know? Yeah. And that's what it is. But you know what? I say this, and I say this, I think it's the last thing I say. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna go all out for a woman, make sure that she is God-sent. Make sure that she is compatible with you. Make sure that she is spiritually inclined with you. Make sure that that is the one that you marry. Make sure that you're on the same level of getting married. And that's the person that God has sent you to marry. And it's no confusion. You know that she's for you and you for her. And then you get married. You go all out. You wine and you dine her. You take her to the lavish trips. You, and she's your helpmate, and you're compatible together. What more do you want? That is your helpmate. That is your wife. Yeah. So that's who you go all out for. But someone that don't want to marry you, someone that just, when they introduce you to somebody and say, that's just a friend. That's not who you go all out for. And then when you go take her out, then you don't even know what and so this is how people live in these days. They don't even know the title of a relationship. I just go out with her. That's it. I just go out with her. That's it. We just hang out. That's it. There's no, I verbally committed to her. Like for example, now, yeah, we're official. They didn't verbally made it official. They just assumed that they're going out and they're dating. And you were doing this. Some people, they live for that for years. They do that for years with that person. And then come to find out, he tells everybody, he's just a friend. And that's what you go out for? Food for thought. Mm-hmm. Food for thought. Food for thought. Because when you date somebody, eventually you have to make sure that that person is on the right goal, have the right goals like you have the right goals. You want to get married? Make sure that she wants to get married too. Yes. Enough said.
Yeah. And I'll say this to kind of add to what you said very quickly, and that is a husband loyalty is tested when he has everything. A wife's loyalty is tested when a husband has nothing. Yep. Monique, comedian, comedian and actress, Oscar award winner, Monique was on Shannon Sharpe's Club Shay Shay podcast. Zacchaeus, take the floor.
Well, when I watched it, I wanted to hear what, I was curious of what Monique had to say, because I haven't seen her in an interview in a long time. And when Shannon Sharpe was asking her about, actually when she came up from, she's from Boston. And
Baltimore.
And then when she was saying, she was saying a lot of stuff. Like she was, and a lot of people can relate. They looked at her, and I like what she said in the beginning. They looked at her like, because she was heavy, that they didn't expect her to make it. They didn't expect her to catapult to the star that she is today. And a lot of people can relate to that, because when you're known in your family to people to look at you, they look down on you to think of you like, oh, well, that's just Monique. She ain't gonna really do much in her life. She's not gonna really. She's been in special ed. She was in the slower classes, and she didn't really take school serious. And look, she's heavy. What more can she do? And I like what she said. What inspired her is when she looked at Oprah. She kept on saying Oprah the whole time. Oprah, because she seen Oprah as somebody that looks similar to her. Oprah at the time in the 80s was, she's a heavyset woman. Heavy set, but she had her own talk show. She had her own platform, and she had her own talk show. And that inspired Monique, and I like that. That inspired her to say that, you know what, I can do it too. Even when Shannon Sharpe asked her, what if there was no Oprah? Would that stop you? She was like, no, that's not going to stop me. But Oprah was kind of her inspiration, that gave her the inspiration to keep doing what she wanted to do. She wanted to be famous. She wanted to be popular. But how I know Monique was on the Parkers. That's how I got to know her. And she said a lot. Yeah. She said a lot, and that was almost 3 hours. She said a lot. And she said a lot about some, she called out some actors that really didn't, she called out Tyler Perry, director Tyler Perry, Lee Daniels, she even mentioned Reverend Al Sharpton, though, I think spoke. She had a problem with Tyler Perry, some kind of issue with Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry said that she's difficult to work with. And maybe that's possible. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe that's possible. I don't know. But I remember very, very much so her. One thing I noticed with her. Monique is a fighter.
Let me correct that right now. It was Lee Daniels. It was Lee Daniels who said that she was difficult to work with, not Tyler.
Was Lee Daniels? I thought she said it was Tyler Perry, but okay. Tyler Perry.
No, she spoke to Tyler. Tyler for the part that he played within the movie of Precious. Is that
she felt like
there was no support. Coming from Tyler Perry and Oprah,
Right.
But this all happened during Precious, the whole difficult to work with. Lee Daniels apologized. But it's Oprah. She said Oprah and Tyler Perry did not apologize yet.
Right.
But Lee Daniels did apologize for the difficult to work with label. But go ahead.
You know why they didn't apologize, I believe? Because it's the way how she presented herself. I mean, the way how she is what she said. She called them out one time. I think I cursed them out. She name dropped. And when she name dropped, I thought that was like, I mean, okay, I look at it this way. I'm coming from this angle because Monique mentioned a lot about black people, right? Now, I'm going to say this. My opinion on Monique calling them out. Okay, they may be the gatekeepers, right? Tyler Perry, mm-hmm. Lee Daniels, and Oprah.
Well, of that film, they're not necessarily gatekeepers per sense, but of that circle. Yeah, go ahead.
But I'm going to say this. I don't agree with her calling out the names, like calling out their names, because Steve Harvey helped a lot of black people. Tyler Perry helped a lot of black people. Oprah Winfrey gave contributions to black people, especially in Africa. She did other contributions too as well. It was Oprah Winfrey, Tyler Perry, Lee Daniels helped black folks too, as far as like actors trying to get in the game, trying to get into acting, actors and actresses. And I don't feel that is right for her to call them out like that in front of all of America. If you're going to speak to them on the side, but to call them out like that, it shows disunity among black people. And that was my opinion. I said, why did she do that? I know she was upset, but I didn't agree with that. I didn't think she should have called them out like that. And that was my opinion. But what she was saying, but what I did agree with her is that when she fight, I don't think anybody should settle. And that's what I agree with. I said, okay, yeah, Monique shouldn't settle for just this amount of money. If this person is getting that amount of money, she should fight and get more money. Like how who was Dave Chappelle was making more money on Netflix, something about Netflix. And I think she wanted more money she was doing the same thing, but she wanted more money. Okay, I agree. I agree with that. And, but that's my opinion on the whole, I think the whole gist of the interview is that Monique wanted more. Monique wanted her due. Monique wanted her money due to her. Whatever due to Monique, she wanted that due. That's why even Shannon Sharp said, she love y'all, but give her her due. Give her her due. And I was surprised that I was taken back at D.L. Hughley, that she had something, a little beef with D.L. Hughley. And I'm like, D.L. Hughley?
It was over a joke, a game or whatever.
A game, Awakening game.
On one of those radio shows or whatever.
Yes.
And when it came to, there was something that went too far, but it was a joke. I don't want to repeat the joke, but it was sexual.
Joke.
And when she confronted DL about it, DL was not respectful of Monique's opinion about it.
Right.
And basically was like, yo, this is just how we do. This is just how we do. It is what it is.
Right.
And so that messed up their friendship. So that's what she was addressing. Okay. No, go ahead. I don't want to. I was going to wait for my turn. No, go ahead.
I think the last thing I want to say is, do you think in a way that Kevin Hart, Al Sharpton, Reverend Al Sharpton, kind of pulled away from her? Because I remember she mentioned in an interview when she reached out to them and they spoke on her behalf. I think it was our Reverend Al Sharpton reached out to Tyler Perry and spoke on her behalf. And then all of a sudden, though, months later on, she didn't get a response from him. She's waiting for to get a feedback for him. And same thing with Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart had his manager speak to her, said he was going to try to hook her up and help her out, but that didn't happen. I think Monique is speaking like this because she wants what's due to her. And I have to say this too. The last thing I'm going to say, I enjoyed Monique's performances and the park. I love the Parkers. I enjoyed the Parkers when she was on the Parkers. I enjoyed the movie Precious. I think she did an outstanding job in Precious. And I didn't know that she was going. And I didn't even know that she was chosen to do The Color Purple, the recent Color Purple. I didn't know that. He said that Oprah kind of said that I want that part. I want that role. And all I know right now is that.
That wasn't cut. Hold on. Zacchaeus. That wasn't The Color Purple. That was The Butler.
Oh, The Butler. Yes, The Butler.
Yeah,
The Butler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yo, that movie was great. The Butler was... You seen it, right?
Yeah, I seen it.
That movie was a great film. But I think that role was supposed to be given to her. The role was supposed to be given to her. But I'm going to have to admit, Oprah played a very good role in that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see Monique acting in that role too. Yeah. I can see Monique acting in that role. Yeah.
Yeah. Originally, what was said is that Lee Daniels was offered, he offered the role to Monique first.
See? Yeah.
And then so Oprah ended up playing the mother in The Butler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Monique would have done good.
Let me kind of address some of that stuff you said. Okay, so Tyler Perry, Oprah, and I guess whoever may have helped some people, right? Okay, but at what cost? That's what really matters here. If you are starving, if you are thirsty for water, you're about to pass out, and I give you food instead. Although the food was a good gesture, but what you really needed was water. Another scenario. You are thirsty. I give you water, but before I give you that glass, I said you got to make a deal.
I'd be like, I have to sacrifice myself.
And that's the problem. That's what Monique was addressing. Monique has no problem with Hollywood in the sense of what you got to do to get a role and stuff like that. The problem is at the cost of doing something. And the context here with Monique's interview is she could have had more if the powerful people that she had worked with didn't treat her and label her as this hard to work with thing. That follows you.
Yes.
That's your reputation. Yes. And you could sue. It's called loss of gains income or something like that.
Yes.
Of gain earns or something.
Defamation of character.
I mean, it's definitely defamation of character. Yes. But it's basically what Jonathan Majors is going through is that we could say things. And then other people, we can make an example out of you. And our other people that was going to work with you, because of what we said, is not going to work with you.
Right.
That's what happened to Monique. And that's the problem.
Right.
That's the problem. If you got a beef with me, it's one thing, and we'll settle it like adults. But now you're calling everybody else to not deal with me too.
Yes,
that's the problem.
That's hard.
You never had that personal experience with me, but because you had that personal experience with that person, now instead of you getting my side of the story, you're going to automatically run with it. That's the problem. And that's why Monique stood with Cat Williams and what he was talking about, because Cat was basically telling his side of the story that other people were telling for him. All he did was respond to people. I know people looked at Cat Williams calling everybody out, and I know people are going to look at Monique as this, but Monique is responding to what was said about her. That's all this is about. And yes, she dropped names because the names dropped her name. Mm-hmm. That's what we have to remember. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And Monique, I understand her Netflix situation, because her whole thing was she wanted to get paid what she felt she was worth. And others were getting money that wasn't worth that, who haven't done what she's done, right? So she felt, well, no, I want to get what I'm worth.
Right.
The label of being difficult to work with, what she said happened twice, because it happened again with Will Packer. Will Packer is Kevin Hart's eighth boom.
Right.
This stuff matters here. Because in that particular time, if Lee Daniels wanted to make a movie, Hollywood would greenlight it, because that's the power he had at the time. He may still have that power. Will Packard, right now, it is the brother that can get movies greenlit. So he holds a particular power in that circle, too. It's influence. So the influence has messed with her reputation so much that's why I believe Netflix didn't pay her what she was worth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we had to remember about this interview.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's all I have to say about that.
Yes.
I don't have any points to pick out with Monique's interview, because I just saw the interview today, so I don't have everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's enough for us to speak on it. So, Zacchaeus, you have the final word.
I'm going to say this. My final words is big up to Monique. Always liked her as a actress. And I hope she can kind of put from this and get maybe other movie roles, maybe do more stand up. Big kudos.
She's working with 50.
Yeah, yeah. Big up and kudos to her.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I see her working out. I have her on social media as a friend on Instagram. Big up to her. I see her working out, doing her thing, keeping herself fit, trying to keep herself going, inspiring other people.
Yeah.
So I like that. I like that she's doing that. That's a great thing. And she's keeping herself healthy. So I see she's doing some health foods too. So kudos to Monique. The other topic that we talked about, man and woman, earlier, respect yourself and get married, support each other, make sure that you're compatible with the person that you get with. That's my last words I want to say. Yeah, don't shack up and use up each other, but make sure that person is compatible with you, and don't let them squeeze all the drain, stress you out, and squeeze everything they got from you, and then they leave you. That's my last words to say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. All right. Yeah. Y'all can get at me at the Fifth General, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Zacchaeus, where can they reach you, man?
Reach me on at Instagram at Zacchaeus Music. Also, Wayne Backus Gospel on Instagram. Also on Facebook, Wayne Backus 167. And on YouTube too, Zacchaeus Gospel Soca 5521. Hit me up, y'all. Peace.
Yeah. Subscribe to the show at Fifth General TV on YouTube, man.
Fifth General TV, again. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. We'll get at y'all later, man. Peace. See you next time, man. Enjoy.